Our Need of Faith. December 18, 1899. Typed. I am pained when I see so little faith in those who claim to be Christians. A large stock of unbelief is carried about by those who profess to be children of God, and this is displayed on every possible occasion. They do not believe except they can see. The reason why God can do so little for His people is that they do not have faith in His power. When obstacles arise, they do not go to Him and ask Him to work. They look at the discouraging features of the work and lose heart. God would work by His power if men would humble their hearts before Him. I will be honored in them that come before me, He says. Leviticus 10, verse 3. We turn away many blessings from us because we are so ready to exalt self. When we bend up closely with Jesus Christ, we shall have His meekness. Hateful criticism will die. We will leave unspoken the words of importance and humble ourselves under the hand of God. We will be kind and true and tender-hearted, and will love one another as Christ has loved us. Then we shall live the truth in the daily life. Being justified by faith, we shall have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Romans 5, verse 1-5. Why do we not comprehend the fullness of the blessings we have in Christ? Why do we by our unbelief separate ourselves from God, so that our trials, in the place of working in us patience, experience, and hope, cultivate fault-finding, censuring, and accusing of the brethren? Christianity does not consist in making good resolutions, in a fitful, spasmodic experience. God must have control of all our powers. Even our thoughts must be brought into captivity to Christ. There must be a steady, persevering cultivation of correct habits, correct thoughts. We are to wrestle against evil by wrestling with God in prayer. Then when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard for us against the enemy.